Let's pray as we're about to open God's Word. Lord, as we open your Word, I pray that you'd open our hearts to what your Word says. Open our eyes to your truth, to the truth. And Lord, I pray that you would be honored in all that continues to happen here today. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this month, I'm going to go through and do a little different aspect of what Christmas is all about. But I have to say, the Lord has laid something on my heart this season. I started to talk about it on the Thursday night service. As I start to think about the Christmas season and all that goes into it, and just thinking about really what is at the heart of the whole thing. And I know that you know what it's all about. It's about the birth of Jesus. I just feel like we get busy and we do things that we've always done just because we've always done them without thinking about them. And I also see people getting busy and hectic, and I also see people getting down and depressed, and I don't want to see that. And I don't claim to have an answer for your busyness, except just don't do as much stuff. But people never listen to that. I don't listen to that when people tell me that. But I want us to see what we're really doing here and really understand it this season. And we're going to be looking at Luke 2 in a minute. But I'd like to show you a video. And this may seem like a strange video to show the first Sunday of Advent. But you may remember it was 7 years ago there was a news story. And it was, I think, like the biggest news story in terms of amount of people that watched it in the history of television, at least at the time. It was the story of the miners in Chile who were trapped a half mile under the surface. I don't know if you remember that story. There were 33 men. They were in the mine shaft, and they were in there, and they had 3 days' worth of food. And so they were in there for 17 days, and they were drilling down these probes that would go down and try to find exactly where they were, drilling down through the earth with these huge drills. And finally, 17 days in, they broke through, and they were able to send down food. And it took 69 days to get these guys out of there. And they had to drill a hole that was 3 feet wide down into the earth, about a half mile into the earth, and take them up in a capsule one by one. I think you might remember this story. And people all over the world were watching this story. And I just want to show you a video of the last miner coming out of the earth, the last of the 33.
Ready for that moment. We are so close. Watch this. This is a plumbing story on one level. Pretty mundane, but on another level, this is the most exciting human drama that you could imagine. Look at that. Look at the expression on the president's face. Tense, but at the same time, perhaps never happier. A country that started with an earthquake in February, and now his presidency has presided over this. Who would have thought? There it is! Don Lucho, the last miner, has appeared, lifted to the surface, and to feed him. The sirens are going nuts. Balloons released into the night sky, confetti. Everywhere, cameras, the families are applauding. This is the moment when this operation, this extraordinary rescue, has come to an end. Much, much sooner than anyone had expected. Let's see if we can go to Tim Wilcox. Tim, are you there?
Matt, an explosion of joy here. Look at these scenes here. Champagne firing up into the air, balloons, streamers, everything else as well. Everyone watching these last few moments as Luis Osorio arrives at the service. This is it. the moment that 33 miners were saved in 22 hours. Can you believe it? These 33 men who've been trapped underground for 70 days, now all safe and sound on the surface. Camp Hope has just exploded here at this moment. Nobody thought that they would ever get them all up as quickly as this. Camp Hope, this dusty, cold, barren place that the families have been camping out, now drenched in champagne, bottles of champagne, saved precisely for this moment.
I show that today? Maybe you have an idea. We're the miners. We are living under a death sentence. We're living in darkness. And the Bible says those walking in darkness have seen a great light. We've been drilled down into by Jesus and pulled back up out of sin, out of death, out of despair, out of hopelessness. That's us. And that joy that those people experienced, their families, the president was there, everybody was just celebrating. The overriding emotion was joy. And that's what Christmas is about for us. It is about joy that God would come down here and pull us up. He's pulling us up to heaven. He's bringing us up there. And you know, people living in this earth, they don't realize that they're living in a mine shaft. And that there's darkness. They don't realize how beautiful it's going to be when we're with Jesus in heaven. But that's what it is all about. The joy that comes from knowing Jesus. We have good news. We have good news that's been shared to us. And this is what we celebrate at Christmas time. And so, you know, I was thinking about it this week. And you know the Peanuts special, one of the best theological movies ever on television, where Charlie Brown says, "Can anyone tell me what Christmas is all about?" Linus shows up. "Here's what it's all about." And Linus reads Luke chapter 2 on national television every single year. And I think that's pretty cool. So I'm going to do that today. I want to read Luke chapter 2, starting with verse 8. And it says this, "And there were shepherds living out on the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" So the angel comes and he brings what? Good news of great joy. This is the gospel. The gospel is that God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That's the good news, and that's the great joy. Because just like the miners, we couldn't dig our way out. We couldn't get to heaven on our own. There's no way we could climb up and get there. But God instead has drilled down and He has found us and He is bringing us back up. We've been rescued out of an impossible situation. And, you know, this Christmas, I'm praying, I'm hoping that we won't be bogged down in all the stuff that surrounds Christmas. All the stuff that surrounds Christmas, as far as I can tell, is just a secular holiday. The center of it is Christian. But everything else, lots of people celebrate Christmas. But I was thinking about it this week. What if an alien, and what I mean by alien is someone from another planet, were to come here and were to come to America, and you were to ask that person, what is this Christmas thing all about? And they observed us for a month. What would they say? They might say, well, it's about, cutting trees down and trying to plant them in your house. It's about standing in line. It's about buying presents. It's about eating a lot of food. It seems to be giving gifts. It's about a guy in a red suit. It's about flying cattle. It's about all these different things that we talk about. But would they really understand what's at the center of it? And I have to tell you, I have a challenge this time of year. This is not because of something good in me, I don't think. But I get frustrated with all the peripheral stuff because I just want people to talk about Jesus. But I end up becoming too annoyed with the whole situation. Because on Friday, I went to Walmart. I just had to pick up a couple things, like a couple things of food, some toothpaste, some napkins, and that was it. And I went there, and it was mobbed on a Friday, on the middle of the day, like noontime, and it's December 1st, and I'm sitting there like, are you kidding me, people? And I think there should be a special line for people who aren't buying Christmas things that we can just go right through, right? If I'm buying food, I have a special line, and I just get to go through that. So anyway, I tend to get a little bit bitter about that. But I shouldn't be bitter because I actually should be joyful. Because think about those guys coming out of that well. We just saw one of them coming out of the mine shaft. Think about the joy that was there. That's our joy. We've been saved. We've been rescued. Who cares how you celebrate it? Who cares whether you do Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, whether you have trees, whether you have white lights or blue lights or all different color lights or all these different things? That part doesn't matter. But are we joyful in Christ? And I hope that we are. And it's not about being busy. It's not about doing all these things. And I hope it's not about being lonely, because here's what I think has happened with Christmas. I think people have kind of made it this mythical thing, and it has to be this perfect time of family gathering and certain food and all this stuff together, when in the end, really all it should be is waking up and just saying, Jesus died for me. He came to this earth in human form as a baby. He humbled himself. He lived and he died for me and he rose again. And just being joyful for that on the 25th. Whatever else happens, whatever. And actually being joyful for that on the 26th and the 27th and the 28th and July 7th or August 12th or whatever it is. Being joyful every day that God came to the earth in human form. We should have joy about this. I hope that you have joy this season. So, you know, I can't really tell you to be joyful. Be joyful! You know, that doesn't really work with people when you do that, but I can tell you why you should be joyful. You've been rescued from an impossible situation. You've been saved. And I hope that none of you here thinks that there's any way that you can get there on your own. I've heard people say, well, I'm basically a good person. I can get to heaven on my own. No. Scripture tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No, none of us can get there. But we've been lifted up and picked up by Jesus. Just He's picked us up right into heaven. Nothing we could have done on our own. And this is why we have joy. And if you have never done this before, if you've never given your life to Jesus, put your faith in Jesus, today is the day to do that. Just turn from your sins. Say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe in you. I believe that you died for me and that you rose again. And I put all of my faith and trust in you. Pray that prayer. Say that to God today. And if you do, there will be joy in you. There will also be joy in heaven. And, you know, I was thinking about the passage in Luke where Jesus talks about the 100 sheep and he's got the 99, but the one wanders off and the shepherd goes and gets the one, puts the sheep on his shoulder and brings that sheep back. That sheep was not going to find his way back. And Jesus says this, "I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." So as we think about that joy, think about the joy on the surface of that mine shaft there that all the people experienced. Well, I want you to think about the joy in heaven. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, there is joy in heaven. Whenever you prayed that prayer, whenever you gave your life to Jesus, there was joy. There was celebrating. What does that mean, there was joy in heaven? It means God the Father was celebrating, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and the angels, and our brothers and sisters who've gone before us were celebrating when that happened. That's a joyful thing. So I hope, this is my hope, that this season you don't get bogged down in the stuff that's kind of next to Christmas and what it's all about. My hope is that everything that you do will be fueled by the joy that you have for Jesus. The angel said it, "I bring you good news of great joy." Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the joy that you've given to me today, that I know you and you know my name. And Lord, that I will be with you and that all who believe in you will be with you for all eternity. And Lord, I pray that in the next month that your joy would be filled in us, Lord. And that we would wake up every day thinking about your great sacrifice and thankful that we were rescued from an impossible situation, impossible by human standards. Thank you for saving us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.